Traveller Ned. There was once a young fellow called Ned who travelled across the country, earning a meal here and a bed there, and sometimes a coin or two. He could harvest corn and play the fiddle, shoe horses and write letters, shear sheep and sing songs. He could do none of these things very well, but people were pleased enough to see him coming and gladly gave him work. Now one day, young Ned was travelling through a distant part of the country where he had never been before. He was tired and hungry, and it was beginning to rain. In the distance, he could see the towers and battlements of a castle. "There will be work there for sure," he said to himself. "Kings live in castles, and there's always much to be done in a royal household. There are bound to be boots to clean, dishes to wash, and horses to groom and shoe. And kings are often of a musical turn of mind, and my songs have been much admired." Looking forward to a meal and a bed, the young fellow tramped on towards the castle. At last, after a weary walk, he arrived under its walls, tired out and soaked to the skin. The drawbridge was down across the wide moat, and no sentry challenged him as he went into the courtyard. In all the windows, lights were blazing, but no sound came from within. The great door stood open, and when no answer came to his knock, Ned stepped inside. He found himself in a great hall hung with tapestries. At one end, a log fire crackled under an enormous chimney breast. And in the middle stood a huge oak table covered with a richly embroidered cloth of red and blue. In the center of the table was a red velvet cushion, and on the cushion sat a crown, all shining gold and set with rubies as big as walnuts. Ned stared in amazement. "I'm so tired and hungry that my mind is playing tricks on me," he thought. "I must find food and a bed. And if there is no one to ask, I must help myself." Then he passed through all the rooms of the castle, searching and calling, but not a single soul did he meet, though fires burned and lights blazed, and laden tables groaned with food and drink. At length, having climbed to the very top, he found a tiny attic under the roof. Here there was no fire, the light was dim, and the only furnishings were a rough mattress on the bare floor and a rough-hewn table. On the table stood a jug of water and a crust of dry bread. Ned looked slowly around the room. "I've done no work for my board and lodging, so these humble quarters will do well for me." So, after eating the bread and drinking the water, he fell fast asleep. No sooner had he fallen asleep than he began to dream. And in the dream, a white swan came to him and spoke. "The crown is yours," it said softly. "Wear it and be king." In the morning, Ned awoke refreshed and laughed as he remembered his dream. He passed once more through all the rooms of the castle, where the fires still burned, the lights still blazed, and the food on the tables lay untouched. At last he came to the great hall, and as he stepped over the threshold, a huge white swan rose into the air, spread its wings, and landed on the table beside the jeweled crown. Then, Ned remembered his dream, and he took up the crown and put it on his head. There came a sound like the ripping of a thousand silk sheets, and a flapping and a fluttering of feathers. The swan disappeared, and in its place stood a beautiful princess in a white gown encrusted with pearls and threaded with satin ribbons. She walked up to Ned and took him by the hand.
"You are the first traveller in many sad years who has taken only what he deserved," she said. "Others have eaten like swine, drunk like fishes, wrapped their bodies in silken robes, and thrust their boots between white satin sheets. By your honesty, you have broken the witch's spell under which I have been sleeping, and you have set me free. Now you shall be king of this castle, and I, if it pleases you, shall be your queen."
She led the astonished Ned around the castle, now bustling with life. Maids were working in the kitchens, footmen hurried from room to room, grooms led horses from the stables, gardeners tended beds of roses, musicians played and sang. Ned could not believe his good fortune, for the princess was charming, and the crown not too heavy. And the two of them lived happily in the castle for the rest of their lives.